Romans 6 talks about our relationship as believers in Jesus to sin. It says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey its passions." It says, "Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin which leads to death, or of obedience which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed. And having been set free from sin and have become slaves of righteousness." Slaves don't have a choice. Slaves are slaves. Slaves are in bondage. And all of us, all humanity since Adam rebelled against a good and loving God, all of us are slaves, are in bondage. We don't have a choice to sin. This is beautiful. It says, "Thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart." This is not something that is obedience. We want to obey the Lord, but it's from the heart. It's not a slavish obedience of, "I don't want to serve you, but I have to serve you." We were willing slaves of sin, but we had no escape. But when Jesus rescued us, He set us free to now be obedient from the heart. To Jesus. Romans 8 goes on. "All who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, 'Abba, Father.' The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him." We did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. Instead, we have received the spirit of adoption. God the Father, we related to God as our Creator. We related to God as our Judge because we rebelled against Him. But He came down in the person of Jesus Christ and set us free from our slavery to sin so that we could be adopted into His family. So no longer do we call Him only Creator. We can call Him Father. We can call Him Daddy. There's a relationship of love. He chose to adopt us as His own beloved children. He chose to rescue us out of, to buy us out of the slave market and take us home and call us His. There's one aspect of our salvation is we are adopted into His family. He loves us so much that He is pleased to call us His sons and daughters, His children, to interact with us as His children, His dearly beloved children. It came at a great cost because He sent His only begotten Son to bear what I deserve, to take the punishment I deserve. He turned his back, as it were, on his only son, poured out his just wrath against his only son so that he could adopt me, now forgiven, cleansed by the blood of Jesus, adopt me into his family. What good news we celebrate today, that God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, so that we could be included in the family. I invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks for bread and juice that point us back to Jesus, remind us of his once for all sacrifice that paid our debt, that set us free, that made us alive, that made us his children. Let's worship him together. Father, thank you for sending your only son to take my place, to pay my price, to purchase me out of slavery. The adoption price was oh so high. But you were eager to call me yours, to call us sons and daughters, to adopt us into your family. Thank you for the price you paid, Jesus. Thank you for the relationship that we now enjoy with you. Thank you for bread and juice that reminds us of the infinite cost that was paid to purchase us out of slavery and set us free to be your children. Thank you in Jesus' name. What an infinite treasure to be adopted into his family. Let's remember him together. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash away our sins. Drink.